Vendors already must disclose information to the government, but does the draft executive order that requires contractors to disclose even more go too far? Disagreement on Capitol Hill over this issue was front and center before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joining us now with details about that hearing. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
Okay, first, the draft executive order. Tell us what it calls for.
Well, this was released about a month ago, and the White House wants anyone who gets a contract from the government to disclose political contributions to candidates or to third parties publicly that they've made over the last 2 years. Now, it's 2 years from whenever the draft executive order would become final, so it's not from today or from a month ago, but it's whenever it gets finalized. The goal of the draft executive order, according to the White House, is to help the public understand where vendors and their employees are spending money when it comes to politics. It would also require vendors and their employees to report contributions that total more than $5,000 in any one given year. And finally, all that information that the vendors submit would be published on data.gov in a machine-readable format, meaning easily downloadable. Now, what the draft executive order is doing is taking part of a bill called the Disclose Act and put it into play through regulations. Now, last year, the House passed the Disclose Act, but the Senate did not. So this is what some people are trying to say the White House is doing an end-around of Congress.
Now, Dan Gordon from Federal Procurement Policy Office tried to talk about this yesterday. Were you able to find out anything more from him that shed some light on this thing?
He tried to talk about it as little as possible yesterday. Now, he said in his opening statement and repeated it about a dozen times during the hearing or more, I can't comment on this draft executive order. It would be improper for me to comment on the executive order. He said instead he wanted to focus on the integrity, the accountability, the competition in the federal contracting process. Gordon says he believes there are definitely holes in the transparency and disclosure processes, and he says more transparency, more disclosure would benefit the entire procurement process.
Every procurement system, ours, the states, the local governments, and foreign ones, are constantly facing a risk that the public will view their system as tainted because the fact is enormous numbers of dollars of taxpayer funds are at risk in the procurement system. And in order to instill confidence in the public, you want to have as much transparency as you can.
He adds that a recent peer review of the federal government's acquisition system received high marks from other countries around the world around its integrity and its overall competition. And he goes, these are the exact areas the administration is focusing on. Gordon says vendors already have to disclose a lot of information to get a federal contract. But listen to this exchange between Gordon and Congressman Mick Mulvaney, because it gets to one of the really big concerns by lawmakers.
You have to disclose lobbying activities if you want to get a federal contract. You've got to disclose the compensation of your five highest paid executives. We have a whole series of things which, frankly, can be quite burdensome for private companies. And we're always looking at the balance. These are often driven, I might add, by statute.
And that was my point. In fact, they're always driven by statute. That the requirement that you disclose your lobbying activities, that the other requirements are driven by statute, not by executive order. That's correct, isn't it?
On those two specific ones, yes, but there are others that are not driven by statute. For example, organizational conflicts of interest, the requirement for disclosure is driven by regulation.
By regulation.
That's right. That my office is responsible for issuing.
Now, Mulvaney and others believe the administration, again, is trying to do an end-around of Congress by getting a part of that Disclose Act into policy through this executive order, and that's a big concern. Obviously, Congress has the rule, the responsibility of making laws. The executive branch has the responsibility of implementing those laws. There's also a lot of discussion about unions and whether unions are exempted in this draft executive order. Several congressmen said, well, why are unions being exempted and not vendors? And Gordon says, well, actually, that's not true. He says anyone who gets a contract from the government would come under these rules. And he says he was actually surprised to learn that there's a few unions that have contracts with the federal government.
So, Jason, what are some of the concerns expressed by lawmakers about the draft executive order?
I think there were, you know, the concerns were split between Democrats and Republicans. No one was exactly happy or jumping up and down over it, but the Democrats on the committee did agree that the concept and the more transparency is very important. Now, Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says there could be some unintended consequences of the executive order, and this exchange between Connolly and Gordon discusses that possibility.
I am concerned, theoretically, if somebody were to come up with the idea of requiring contractors before they before an award of a contract were made, or even after, to disclose any and all campaign contributions that their political action committee may have made and their top officers may have made. The unintended consequence of that is that it suggests to the public that there's a relationship between the two, when in fact there may, as you have testified, there is not. Would you share my concern that that could be an unintended consequence?
I want to reflect both on those possible unintended consequences and, in all fairness to all the members here, I want to reflect on the other comments that the members have shared. You could have a situation of an unintended consequence, and it is certainly worth reflecting on that, because you don't want a situation where transparency ends up rebounding against the
yes.
intended goal.
Now, but nearly all of the Republicans on the committee expressed concern, and some really expressed disgust in many regards, on the whole concept of the executive order, and how it could chill free speech and political contributions. Committee Chairman Daryl Issa says the risk that politics could be injected or could play a role in procurement or is just too high. And Congressman James Lankford says that information is available, people will use it. So he compares it to when you hire a new employee.
I know when I'm looking at an application, that's not about transparency. That's about who I'm hiring and who I'm not. Transparency is after the fact, to expose to everybody what's happened. Before the fact, information is an application. That's information I'm gathering to make a decision. So to say ahead of time, I'm going to gather this information, but I'm not going to really use it to make a decision, begs the question why it's on the initial information. That seems to be something that would be exposed later, not before. As I've gone through interviews, there's not been a time I've looked at it and said, I'm not going to look at that section of the application. I'm pretty much looking at all of it.
Now, Gordon responded by saying many times contracting officers and source selection boards don't know who's bidding. They get Company A, Company B, Company C, so on, so they don't know its specific names of companies. Gordon also says that he's actually never heard in all his years of practicing procurement law and being in charge of GAO bid protests that the current disclosure requirements are influencing the political process or stopping vendors from bidding, because there are specific rules in the Federal Acquisition Regulation that, number one, prohibit such considerations, and he says if there are violations, he says that's where GAO, the Government Accountability Office, or even the Court of Federal Claims would likely become involved. But Gordon's rationale didn't sit well with some members of the committee. Representative Steve Chabot called the draft EO raw politics. He called it shameful. He called it disgusting, outrageous. He said the administration shouldn't be doing something by fiat that Congress rejected last session.
Jason, is there any support whatsoever for this?
Interestingly, there was a fairly mixed reaction. I mean, Ranking Member Elijah Cummings, the Democrat from Baltimore, was very much in favor of this executive order. And, in fact, he came out and said, listen, there's a group of 30 good government groups, OMB Watch, Democracy 21, and others, who are very supportive of this requirement, and even got some investors, some of the Wall Street types, to say, yes, this would actually be helpful as well. But then again, the Republicans and many industry groups, such as the Professional Services Council and many others, are highly against it, saying it would cause an undue burden on companies and end up costing the government more money in the long run. Now, from ICE's perspective and Congressman Graves, who was the chairman of the Small Business Committee, this was a joint hearing, they both were quite disappointed that Gordon couldn't or really wouldn't answer more questions about the draft EO.
Mr. Gordon, you've basically said you're not comfortable, you don't know, you're not an expert repeatedly. Isn't that the best reason that your part of government should not be reviewing or doing this, that in fact the Federal Election Commission, which is charged with campaign disclosure and which is charged by Congress, should be the appropriate way to handle this? Your choice is say yes or suddenly become an expert and start answering our questions. You may pick.
There's one other possibility, Mr. Chairman, and that's that there are other people in the executive office of the president and across the executive branch who have knowledge and expertise that I do not.
Well, we asked for the person most knowledgeable in an agreement when the OMB director wasn't available. They sent you. We'll undoubtedly have to ask for some additional people who are more knowledgeable.
So obviously this issue is far from being done, as the tide is rising against the White House's proposal. Several Senate Democrats came out against it yesterday. So this is a story that's going to continue giving, if you will.